WUNC has been highlighting and explaining each of the constitutional amendments appearing on the North Carolina ballot this fall. Reporter Rusty Jacobs completes the series today with a look at the ballot question that deals with the right to hunt and fish.
Chad Morgan grew up in Brevard, hunting with his dad. He recalls starting out at age 5 with a BB gun, then moving up to a .22, then a .410 shotgun, and notching his first kill in the western North Carolina mountains.
It was a squirrel hunt in Balsam Grove, North Carolina, at the headwaters of the French Broad River.
Morgan describes himself as a Blue Dog Democrat, but always votes his values regardless of party. He's now 49 and has taught his 3 teenage daughters to hunt. Morgan is an active member of the Wake County Wildlife Club, and he supports the proposed amendment to carve out a state constitutional protection for hunting and fishing. Not that these rights are under attack.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not a law expert, but to me, in just my experience over the years, it seems like it's a little bit easier to get a law overturned than it is a constitutional amendment.
The amendment states, quote, "The right of the people to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife is a valued part of the state's heritage and shall be forever preserved for the public good." It also says these rights are subject only to laws enacted by the General Assembly. The measure does nothing to change existing state law. Darren Jackson grew up doing some hunting, too.
Hunting deer and rabbits on a lot of our game land in the state, down in Belhaven and Bladen County.
The Wake County Democrat leads the minority party in the State House of Representatives. He says fishing and hunting are alive and well in North Carolina and sees the amendment as nothing more than a political ploy by the General Assembly's Republican leadership.
I think that that is just a throwaway amendment that really is not going to change our statutory framework in any significant way.
Jackson says it's just a distraction from what he calls more dangerous amendments on the ballot, like the photo ID requirement for voters, and a way to draw conservative voters to the polls. Chad Morgan does not disagree.
It'll definitely get some of the hunters out, and hunters typically are a little more conservative.
But Morgan says the amendment will only help efforts to promote and educate people about hunting, fishing, and conservation. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.